This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand.
The Korean Consulate General in Los Angeles is shocked and dismayed by the violent crime that took place yesterday at the Virginia Tech University.
That was a Korean official reading a statement in reaction to the shooting at Virginia Tech.
The gunman, Sung-hui Cho, was born in South Korea. That's been widely reported. And it has some Koreans in this country worried, as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates discovered.
Koreans have a reputation for being many things: entrepreneurial, proud, hard bargainers. Shy is not normally on that list. But it was yesterday when I approached people on the streets of L.A.'s Koreatown to see what they thought about the fact that Sung-hui Cho, the gunman who wrought such havoc on Virginia Tech's campus, was of Korean descent. Almost nobody wanted to talk about that. Some people pleaded they were too busy to talk. And I got a lot of polite refusals, like this one.
Oh, no,
you
thank
sure?
you.
This young woman claimed not to know anything at all about the shootings before she literally ran away from me.
I didn't hear about that.
Realtor Chris Kim did stop to talk for a moment.
Well, we're very shameful. I mean...
Why? You have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but it's the same, you know, fellow Koreans. But I just hope that, you know, don't criticize all the Koreans because of him. He's only one individual.
Are you worried about backlash? Are you worried about people...
Well, people talking about that, but I don't worry about that, really.
From his home in Virginia, Joe Koh, a graduate of Virginia Tech, said he immediately began to wonder when he heard the news.
Initially, I was thinking that if this guy was Korean, you know, oh my goodness, what's going to happen, you know, with the Korean-American community? Especially, I might know this person, or I might somehow know somebody who might know this person.
Bong Hwang Kim is a longtime Korean community activist. He came to national prominence as a spokesperson for Korean business people here during the 1992 riots. When news of the shooter's ethnicity began to surface, so did his anxiety.
You know, immediately after the shock that I felt, after the numbers of people that were killed, immediately afterward was the ethnicity of the shooter. And I thought, oh no, here we go again.
Kim worries that once the initial shock of the shootings wears off, people in places that have few, if any, Asians, let alone Koreans, could act out unfortunate impulses.
People are going to be angry. People are going to be very emotional. And I think people are going to look for a scapegoat. And unfortunately, this time around, it happens to be a yellow face.
Oliver Wang is a sociology professor at Cal State Long Beach, and he says media reports stressing Sung-hui Cho's immigrant status, he's lived here for 15 years and is a permanent resident, are reflective of the national tendency to regard all Asians as immigrants.
Even for people born in the United States, people oftentimes assume that we're immigrants or that we're foreign-born. You know, I get that question all the time.
Do people tell you speak English really well?
Yeah, sure. Things like that are where are you from? And when I tell them I was born in Ann Arbor, they ask, well, where are you really from? So it's as if that, you know, even a birthplace in the U.S. isn't necessarily good enough.
Sung-hui Cho is a first-generation Korean-American, but whether one is first or fifth generation, Oliver Wang says, the non-Asian population often sees color before it sees culture.
No matter how many generations or families have been in the United States, we're still seen as being foreigners or assumed to be aliens.
And sometimes assumed to be other things as well. The prevailing stereotypes of Asian men often seen in popular culture are crafty, a la Charlie Chan, or this math myth about John Cho's Korean-American investment banker, Harold Lee, in the hit comedy Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
That was amazing. I cannot believe how easy that was.
Dude, how do you think I can get all my done?
I'm telling you, those Asian guys love crunchy numbers. He probably just made his weekend.
But as annoying a straitjacket as those stereotypes are, Joe Koh says he'd keep every one if it meant avoiding the cliche-shattering alternative he saw in Virginia earlier this week.
No matter what the stereotype is of Asian Americans, something like this cannot be beneficial in breaking those stereotypes.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.